Multiple fishing restrictions are being lifted on the Kuskokwim River. The changes began at 12:01 this morning. Kuskokwim tributaries are meeting their state-issued escapement goals for king salmon, and the state estimates that 99% of the species has moved out of the lower river. As a result, the state says the situation no longer warrants conservation measures for kings in the lower waters.
So right now what we're looking at doing would be to liberalize the fishery in the main stem.
Colton Lipka is a Kuskokwim fishery biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He announced the changes at Wednesday's Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group meeting.
This would include rescinding the mesh size and gill net length restrictions in the main stem, removal of live release requirements for fish wheels, beach seines, and hook and line in the main stem, the opening of the Kuskokwim Slough, Old Kuskokwim Slough, and the closed box around Aniak.
However, the following salmon spawning tributaries will remain closed to gillnets: the Gweethluk, Kasigluk, Kizaraluk, Tuluksak, and Aniak rivers.
And any Chinook that are caught using hook and line gear in those tributaries while fishing for other species must be released alive to the water.
The state requires that the Chinook or kings be unhooked without being pulled from the water. With conservation measures being pulled back, dip nets are no longer allowed in the Kuskokwim River waters. Dip nets are listed as conservation gear under state regulation. The Alaska Board of Fish and Game will consider a proposal in January to allow dip nets to be used as regular subsistence fishing gear on the Kuskokwim. Advocates of the proposal say the change will allow fisherfolk to practice using dip nets during the silver season when salmon are still abundant in the river and families feel less pressure to build their winter stocks.